有没有想过是什么东西让我们人活着？
Have you ever thought about what enables us to live?
你可能说，因为我有心跳，所以我正活着。
You might think because my heart is beating, then I am living.
没有错，你活着需要心脏要跳动。
It is true that you need to have a heartbeat in order to be considered alive.
但是真正让你跟我活着的不是这个心脏。
But the true essence of living is not only limited to this heartbeat.
圣经告诉我们，神起初创造人的时候。
The Bible tells us when he created mankind.
是什么让一个人活起来的呢？
What makes a man live?
我们看创世纪第二章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
创世纪二章的第七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
好，我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
一二三。And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. 这里告诉我们，起初神创造人的材料就是尘土。
It tells us here that the material God formed us from is dust.
那已经做好了，但是他躺在那边，没有任何的生命。
And he created us with dust, but man was still lying there without life.
所以他不会动。
So he would not move.
当然，心脏也不会动，也不会呼吸。
There is no heartbeat nor breathing.
但是当神吹一口气在他的鼻孔里面。
But when God breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils,
那他就变成一个活的魂了。
The man became a living soul.
和合本就翻成有灵的活人，其实比较准确的翻译，他说是一个活的魂。
And in some versions, it translates this as a living being, but here, the more accurate translation is a living soul.
就是他变成一个有生命的灵魂了。
So this is a living soul.
原来。一个人活着，关键不是他的心脏跳，而是因为他有一个灵魂。
So what does it mean to live? It is not just to have a heartbeat, but to have a living soul.
这个灵魂是神给他的。
And this living soul was granted to him by God.
当初神对着亚当的鼻孔吹了一口气。
And after God blew this breath of life into Adam's nostrils.
原文呢，这个气啊，跟灵啊是同一个字。
In the original translation, breath and soul was
spirit.
Breath and spirit was the same.
所以神也可以说，神吹了一口生命的灵在他的鼻孔里面。
So it can also be said that God breathed the spirits of life into man's nostrils.
那这样子他就活起来了。
So he began to live.
所以没有这一口气，心脏也不会动。
So without this breath of life, then the heart will not beat.
没有这一口气，他也不会呼吸。
Without this breath of life, then man will not breathe.
所以原来真正让人家活起来的是灵。
So the true thing that allows man to live is the soul.
好，那我们这样来看呢，到底你跟我是什么？
So let us consider what are you and I today.
我们通常说我们有身体。
So today we often say we have a body.
那我们也有灵魂。
And we also have spirits.
那其实严格上来说，如果你看圣经。
Now if you look at the Bible.
第二章第七节，我们是一个活的灵魂。
Chapter 2, verse 7 in Genesis, it says we are a living soul.
所以我们不能说我们有灵魂，这个就不太准确。
So we cannot say that humans have a soul.
应该是说我们本身就是一个灵魂，有生命的灵魂。
But we should say we are a soul, that we have a soul.
但是呢，这个灵魂呢，那个有一个暂时的身体。
But we are a soul that has a body.
那这个身体呢是暂时的，就好像穿衣服。
And this body is temporary.
你不会说衣服就代表我，衣服不是你，就是你的衣服而已。
And it is exterior only. We will not say our clothes make us who we are.
那身体就好像一件衣服。
The body is like a piece of clothing.
所以你的身体不等于你。
But our clothing does not make us who we are.
那真正的是你是谁？
So who are we truly?
真正的你就是那个魂呢。
Our true self, we are soul.
这是一个，但这个魂呢，是神给他的生命。
And this soul is the life given by God.
所以我们今天一般人只看重自己的身体。
So for the majority of us today, we only place emphasis on having this body.
或者是关注我的身体，我这个肉体拥有多少的物质。
Or only taking care of the material things like our body.
我银行有多少钱？我的住的房子住大不大，舒不舒服
？Or how much wealth we have accumulated, or if the house we are living in is comfortable.
其实真正的你 跟我就是那个魂。
But our true selves, it is our soul.
圣经也讲得很清楚。
And the Bible tells us very clearly.
看新约，帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
五章二十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 23.
一二三。愿是平安的神亲自使你们成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。这里说一个人有三个部分。
So here it says man is comprised of three components.
全三个部分都完整了，这个人才完整。
And when you have these three components, then you are whole.
灵就是我们的思想，我们的感情。
Spirits, our emotions, our perspective.
魂就是里面的本我，就是内在的我。
Our soul, the true self.
就神给神创造的。
The self that God has created.
那这个身体呢，当然就是看得见的肉体了。
And this body, the body that we can see today.
这三样构成我们现在看得到的这个人。
So these three components comprise of our whole person.
当然，你今天我们彼此看到的就是只有你看到我的身体，我看到你的身体肉体而已。
So today we only see one component, the body.
你也看不到我的灵，你不知道我在想什么。
And you cannot see my spirit. You can also you won't know what I'm.
我也不晓得你在想什么。
And I also do not know what you're thinking about.
除非你用语言来表达出来。
Unless you express it using language.
那灵魂呢？你就看不到。
And the soul, you cannot see it either.
除非神打开你的眼睛。
Unless God opens your eyes.
或者是有些人呢，他快要死掉了。
Or some people when they're about to pass.
他在医院里面被医生急救了。
They are in the hospital, and all of a sudden,
他的灵魂突然间离开身体。
Their soul leaves their body.
他看到医生在抢救他。
And they see the doctors trying to resuscitate.
但是别人看不到他的灵魂。
But others cannot see their soul.
但是这个灵魂看到所有的人，包括他自己的身体。
And this soul can see others.
如果他抢救回来了，神不让他死，他的灵魂就回到身体。
And if God does not want this person to pass away, then their soul will be returned to their body.
所以，我们信神的人要求神保守我们的身体，保守我们的心思意念，也要保守我们里面的魂。
So, those of us that believe in God, we should ask God to preserve our spirit, soul, and body.
最重要的这三样最重要的是魂，就是我们真正的我。
And most importantly, out of these three components, the most important component is the soul.
这个就是人跟动物有什么不一样。
The difference between animals and humans.
我们常问那我家里也有养狗我那只狗我那只猫也很好也很了解我也对我很有感情
And we often might say, well, the pets I have at home, such as my dog or cat, they understand me and they have feelings towards me.
它有思想，有记忆
They have their own ways of thinking.
它有个性
And they have their own personality.
有，它有。
It is true, they have this.
它有肉体。
They have this body.
但是人跟动物最重要不一样是什么？
The most important difference between animals and humans.
就是神没有把那个魂给他。
God did not grant them a soul.
所以动物没有什么魂。
So animals do not have a soul.
我们看到一章二十四节，创世纪一章二十四节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 1 verse 24.
一章二十四节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 24.
一起读。
Let us read it together.
一二三。神说地要生出活物各从其类生出昆虫野兽各从其类四就这样成了。这里说所有的动物也是从土当中被造出来的。
So here it says that the animals were also produced with dust.
那神用也是跟人一样，原材料也是一样，都是从地球，这个土啊。
And God also used the same materials that he used to create man, which is the dust of the ground.
但是神没有把魂给他。
But God did not grant them soul.
他们就会动了。
And they were able to move right away.
但是神要把魂给亚当，他才会动。
But only when God gave the soul to Adam that Adam began to move.
所以动物没有灵魂。
So animals do not have a soul.
也没有神的形象。
And they do not have the image of God.
因为人有魂，所以神就把这个形象，神的生命也把它给了人。
And because man has a soul, then God also granted man the image of God.
我们来看一章二十六节。
Let us turn to verse 26.
创世纪一章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
三。神说我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的形象造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上爬的一切的昆虫 这里说神要照我们的形象来造人。
So God made mankind in His image.
这个就是人跟动物的不一样。
This is the difference between humans and animals.
那说到这里的，有人就问呢，为什么神说我们呢？
So some people might ask, in this verse, why does God say our image?
难道神有超过一个吗？为什么是我们？
Why does it use the plural form?
或者是神跟天使说，哇，我们一起来造人，用我们的形象吗？
Did God say to the angels, let us make mankind in our image?
这个不是讲天使。
This is not referring to the angels.
也不是讲外教会那些的一套，说什么三位一体，什么圣灵、圣子、圣父啊，就是我们。
And some other churches may interpret this as the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but this is not the case.
其实不是在讲这个。
And it is not referring to the Trinity.
这里所说的我们是什么意思？
So what does our image mean in this context?
其实这个我们这个字啊，就可以把它解释理解成为一个君王，一个万王之王，他用所谓的 royal plural, 就是他用众数来形容他自己。
So, this.Our image in this context is actually using the royal plural form.
他像一个君王在讲的时候，他不是用个人的名义，一个单数的名义讲，有时候他是用这个众数来讲，用 we 或者朕，但是我们都是全部的一个众数。
It is speaking from the perspective of royalty in which a king will refer to themselves in a plural form.
代表是有宣告。
And this represents status.
不是说有好几个神在那边。
And this does not mean that there are multiple gods in this world.
下次读到这里说，哎，神用我们的形象造人，不是说哦有很多神。
And this does not mean that there are multiple gods in this verse.
其实要回到27节，神就说了，我用自己的形象造人，又回到一单一了。
And we should return to verse 27, in which some God created man in God's own image.
其实。所谓的 our 其实也是一个形象，这独一真神就是一个形象。
And our here refers to the image of the one true God.
好了，那说到这里了，我们来看看神的形象造人，然后他又造男造女。
So if we look at the verse, it says that God made mankind in His own image, and both man and both male and female.
这就很重要。
This is a very important point.
尤其是我们家里有小孩子。
Especially if we have children.
现在加拿大已经乱掉了，已经因为这个左派的思想，还有这个 LGBTQ 创造了很多很多性别出来。
But in this society today, there are many deviated concepts.
LGBTQ,
such as LGBTQ,
几十种性别
and multiple genders.
其实你按照真理，按照神的真理，还有神创造的时候。
But according to the one truth, and when God created mankind,
神只有创造两个性别。
God created two genders only.
像你去洗手间，你就本来就是一个只有男阶跟女阶。
Such as when we go to use the restroom, and we only see that there is a male restroom and a female restroom.
因为神起初的就两个性别，就是男还有女。
God created two genders, male and female.
神没有创造很多不同的性别。
God did not make multiple genders.
神也没有让你自己选择你要当什么性别。
God also did not allow them to choose what gender they would want to be.
不是你自己 feel like it, 你自己觉得我是就什么就是什么。
It's not about what you feel like you are.
也不能改的，是神创造你的时候就已经造好的了。
And you cannot change it because when created you, male or female.
这个是真理，这是不会改变。
This is the unchanging truth.
那从生物学上来说呢，也不会改变。
So from the perspective of biology, this will also not change.
圣经那个年代没有这个基因学。
So in the era of the Bible, there was not the study of genetics.
现在有了。
Now we have this.
现在知道男性就是 XY 染色体。
And we know that for males, they have the XY chromosomes.
女生就是 X 染色体。
And for females, they have the XX chromosomes.
就是神在创造的时候就已经造好的了。
And when God created mankind, these two genders were already in place.
所以神在用自己的形象造人的时候，也把性别就造好。
So when God created male and female, He also created the genders.
所以无论这个世界告诉你啊，我们加拿大，我们自由，我们这个思想，总共有好多好多的性别让你选。
So no matter the influence of society today, such as in Canada, where they allow the expression of multiple gender identity.
那这就从真理的角度来说，神就造男又造女。
From the truth, God only created male and female.
不管学校叫什么。
No matter no matter what the schools.
我们的家里以后有小孩子，或者现在已经有小孩子了。
In our households, if we already have children,
要先跟他们打预防针，先把撒神的道理、神的真理给他们。
We must let them know God's truth. Or else in primary school, when they start learning, then they will learn TVH concepts.
从教会里面，从家庭，我们就让他们尊重神的创造。
So from the church and starting from the family, we must learn how to respect God's creation.
那肉体是神造的，有男生的肉体，有女生的性别。
So the body was created by God, male and female.
但是这个形象是什么呢？
But what is God's image?
这个形象就不是肉体的形象。This
is not the image of the body.
讲到神的形象，一定要看保罗的他的解释。When
we talk about God's image, then we must look at the explanation by the Apostle Paul.
我们看以弗所书4章24节。Let
us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所4章24节。
Ephesians chapter 4.
一起读。
Let us read it together.
4章24节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
大声读，一二三。 并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。这里说神在创造人的时候，用神的形象来造人。So
here it says, when God created mankind, He created us in the likeness of God.
但是因为犯罪了，这个神的形象就失去了。But
because of sin, then we had lost the likeness of God.
现在在基督里面，神又给我们再一次的属灵的创造。Now
in Christ Jesus, God has given us this new self.
让我们像神,
so that we can be like God.
以前的人，现在的人已经不像神了。Right
now, the people of this society today are no longer like God.
现在的人像什么?
What are we like today?
你自己想啊，自己想。现在的人连动物都不像。很多人动物都，有时候我们人类连动物都不像。
Sometimes we are even lower than animals.
杀来杀去，贪心。
Murder and greed.
哇，非常的罪恶。
And evil in society.
像两个礼拜。 在BC省小镇发生一件大事，大家都知道了。There
was a tragic piece of news that occurred in British Columbia.
有一个男生他自己变性，他说变成女生。There
was this transgender female who was originally male.
偷了爸爸的枪。And
he stole his father's gun.
哇，进到学校里面杀死了很多小孩子跟老师。Committed
a school shooting, killing students.
为什么会这样？Why
did this happen?
这个连动物都不会做的。
Even animals would not do this.
动物如果不是为了要肚子饿，它不会伤害别的动物。
Animals will not hurt other animals unless they were hungry.
它也不会杀自己的同类。
And they would not kill their companions.
动物是不会为了仇恨这样来杀别人的。
They will not kill just solely because of hate.
动物就是为了生存而不捕猎那些它食物链里面下面的那些动物。
And animals only kill because of their own survival.
但是人呢？
But what about humans?
自从犯罪之后，失去了神的形象。
After the sin, then we lost the image of God.
有些时候连动物都比不上。
And sometimes we cannot even compare to animals.
有时候我们的动物很好，很乖啊。你看我们家里养的狗多乖，多善良啊。
Sometimes our pets are quite good, such as our dogs. They listen very well.
有一些狗在家里养得很顺良啊，你叫它咬那些陌生人，它都不敢。
And some dogs are so gentle, even if you ask them to. Go attack a stranger, they won't even bark. And some cats won't even catch mice.
因为在家里养得很久，都很善良。
Because they are very gentle.
真的，有一些猫还怕老鼠。
And some cats even are afraid of mice.
你看动物都变得很善良。
And some animals are very gentle and friendly.
人呢，有时候变得连动物都不像。
But sometimes men are even worse than animals.
因为他已经失去了神的形象了。
Because we have already lost the likeness of God.
那神的形象是什么？
What is the likeness of God?
你看这个英文的翻译，真的义，还有真的圣洁。
Let us look at this translation. The God's image is true righteousness and holiness.
真的义哦，不是假的义哦。
True righteousness, not false righteousness.
以神的标准，就是义。
God's standard is righteousness.
不是你觉得义，还是我觉得对。
It's not our own interpretation of morality.
有人说我是个好人，你凭什么定我的罪？
We might say we are a good person. Can you judge us?
不是你自己说你是个好的人，就是好的人。
Just because you say you're righteous doesn't mean you are.
在神的眼中，你是不是一个真的？有没有作义
？In God's eyes, do you have true righteousness?
这是没有罪的。
Are you without sin?
然后呢，真的圣洁也是没有罪的。
And are you truly holy without sin?
对，神的形象简单来说就是没有罪，不被罪控制。
and God's image is not constrained by sin.
但是很可惜, 人已经现在已经失去了神的形象。
It is such a pity that mankind has already lost God's
但是神要帮助我们把这个形象找回来。
But God wants to help us to return to his image.
那又看回来, 我们一开始看了, 那章2章的第7节。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
是什么东西让一个人有神的形象的呢?
What allows mankind to have God's image?
关键就是2章第7节。
The main point is chapter 2 verse 7.
这是神吹了一口气在亚当里面。
That God breathed the breath of life into Adam.
他都变成有灵的，有活着的魂了。
Living soul.
所以关键有神的形象，就是因为有神的灵，有神的生命。
So what makes man to have God's image is to have this soul.
没有神的灵进去，人不会活，那也没有神的生命，也没有这个魂。
Without this living soul, then mankind would not have life at all.
没有神的生命，这个魂呢，就会变成败坏的、罪恶的魂呢。
Without this living soul, without the breath of life from God. Then mankind will become corrupted.
哇，所以我们要重新找回这个神的那一口气，就是神的灵。
So we must once again return to find this breath of life.
因为人本来是要分享神的生命，分享神的灵。
To find this living soul, because originally we were meant to share in the image of God.
但是现在人已经分享不到了。
But now we cannot even do this.
好，为什么？
Why?
因为罪恶进入世界。
Because sin entered the world.
我们看创世纪2章的16节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2 verse 16.
2章16节。
Chapter 2 verse 16.
好，我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
1, 2, 3。 耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。” 这里神告诉亚当一个命令，
so here, God gave Adam one commandment.
什么都可以吃， 但是不可以吃分别善恶树的果子。
You can eat of every tree in the garden, but you cannot eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神定了这条律就是这样子。
God gave this commandment.
后果也告诉他们。
And God told them this.
如果你吃了， 那就会有死亡。
If you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那个时候死亡还没有存在。
At this time, there was no such thing as death.
因为生命会, 神的生命会源源不绝地进来啊。
Because there was still life.
那生命一直进来, 根本都不知道什么叫死亡啊。
And because there was still life, then Adam did not know what death was.
但是神已经预告他们。
But God had already warned them.
你一不听话, 生命就结束。
If you disobey, then your life will end.
这个生命, 这是神的生命。
This means this life is the life of God.
哇，不单只是人的生命哦， 是神的生命也会中断的， 不会继续给你。
This means that they will no longer receive life from God.
就好像如果现在我们去把这个总开关电视关掉了， 那这里就全部都黑了。
For example, if we turn off the electricity in the church, then the church will become completely dark.
一切正常， 你不会感觉到黑暗的存在。
Right now, we will not think that it is dark.
但是电一没有了， 那就黑暗了。
But once the power stops, then it will be dark here.
再来, 电没有了， 这里会很冷。
And without power, then it will also be very cold.
不会马上冷， 但是会慢慢变冷。
It will slowly become cold.
因为现在外面零下20度。
Right now, it is over minus degrees.
如果那个没有电， 那个 furnace， 我们那个气温， 大概几个钟头之后， 就很冷。
And without electricity, without power, then the furnace will stop working.
结果人类真的是要挑战神，就是不听神的话。
But man, we did not listen to God.
真的是吃了善恶果了。
And they ate of the tree of the knowledge.
好了，那他们有没有马上死呢？
Did they immediately die?
我们看5章5节。
Let us turn to chapter 5, verse 5.
5章第5节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
1, 2, 3。 亚当共活了930岁就死了。亚当吃的善恶果没有马上死。After
Adam ate of the tree, he did not immediately die.
就好像我们刚刚讲了，你关掉这个暖气，你没有电不会马上冷，但是会慢慢变冷。Just
like how we were discussing just now, if we turn off the power, then the furnace will slowly cool down. It will not cool down all the way.
你把这个树叶剪下来，它不会马上 干掉， 但是他下个礼拜你回来看，他就是干掉。
Or if we cut off the leaf of the plant, the leaf will not immediately wilt, but when we return next week, then you will see that it's died.
亚当犯罪之后， 他还活了很久， 总共有900多年。
After Adam committed the sin, he still lived.
但是他犯罪那一刻， 他的 灵命跟神的关系已经断了，已经断绝了。
But once he committed the sin, then this life he was receiving from God was cut off.
那肉体呢，也慢慢的老化，慢慢的准备要死亡。
And his body also progressed towards death.
但是这个是从灵里面的死开始的。
But this all started from the death of the soul.
哇，那我们今天也是一样。
Today we are the same.
今天你看。很多人都活在世上，哎，他们也上班啊，他们也上学啊，他们也去 mall 里面啊，他们也打球啊，他们去奥运比赛啊。
Many people today are still living. They go to work, they go to school, they go to the malls, they go exercise.、
啊、这几天大家都有看了冬季奥运啊，啊，过几天又星期天又打男生 hockey 了，啊，女生已经输掉了，看男生还有没有机会。
And over the past few days, we have might have all watched the Winter Olympics.
你看那些人的飞来飞去，滑冰转来转去，打球也很厉害。
And we watch hockey and figure skating.
很有生命力啊
！And these people, they are full of vitality.
啊，都是年轻人。
And these athletes are all young.
哇，那个生命很丰富啊
！And they have very rich lives.
但是从圣经的角度来看
，But from the perspective of the Bible,
一个人的灵如果跟神，他的魂如果跟神断了，他就不是一个 living soul， 他是一个 dead soul， 他是一个没有生命的魂。
If someone's spirit is disconnected with God, then they have no soul, or they have a dead soul.
那后来呢？亚当也是死了。
And then in the end, Adam also passed away.
但是在吃善恶果那一刻，他亚当灵魂就死了。
And in that moment that he eat from the tree, Adam's soul.
因为已经犯罪了。
Because he had already committed sin.
生命在身体再健康也没有用。
And it's of no use even if he was still healthy.
啊、哦，那人还可以活多久呢
？And then how long could man live?、
嗯、我们看。创世纪六章的第三节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
啊，创世纪后来到挪亚的时代，神就讲了一句话。
And in Noah's time, the Lord said one thing.
啊，创世纪六章第三节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse
3. 一二三，耶和华说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可以到120。”哇，这里是神啊，神说这些人犯罪啊，这些人的属乎血气，我的灵就不会永远住在他们里面。
So here, God said, because mankind is full of sin,
he
will not abide with them.
人的日子大概120年。
So mankind will only live up to 120 years.
这有两种解释。
This has two interpretations.
第一种解释
，First，
就是呢，从说这句话到挪亚时候洪水呢，总共有120年，中间那么远。
The first interpretation is that when the Lord said this, up to the point where, No, there was the great flood, but there was 120 years.
啊，第二个解释。
The second interpretation.
人类的寿命呢，大概120岁左右，不会，神不会给人超过120岁太多。
Man's lifespan will only be up to 120 years.
啊，那有一些科学现在证明，人现在顶多120左右就极限了，很难再上去。
And some scientists have also affirmed this.Saying that mankind can only live up to about 120 years.
但是无论如何，人的现在的离开了神的状态啊，就已经没有了生命了。
But actually, it is important to note that when mankind has left God, then we will no longer have the life of God with us.
好，那怎么样把那个活着的魂重新让它有那个死的魂？再可以变成活的魂，再重新找到生命呢
？So how can we revive the soul and gain back the life？
哇，这个就是关键的。
This is the main point.
有没有灵魂跟神断绝了，就是死的了
？Because once the living soul is disconnected from God, then we have
dead soul. 要连上神才可以有生命。
Only when we connect back with God, then we can have life again.
第一
，the first，
一定要透过神的话语。
We have to do this through the word of life.
我们看约翰六章六十三节。
Through the word of God, let us turn to John chapter 6 verse 63.
六章六十三节。
The Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 63.
请大声读。
Let us read it together.
约翰六章六十三节。
John 6:63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。所以说这里要再讲很清楚。
So the Lord Jesus clearly states here.
叫人活着的不是食物啊，不是饮料啊。
What nourishes us is not food.
我们以为说哦，吃饭啊，喝水啊，我们才会继续活着。
And we might think to eat and drink, that we need to eat and drink.
没有错。
Having life.
一定要吃跟喝。
This is true. We do need to eat and drink.
但是叫你里面的生命的活着的是灵啊。
But it is the Spirit that truly gives us life.
这个是属灵的生命啊。
This is spiritual life.
那你怎么样可以拿到属灵的生命？
So how can we gain this spiritual life?
所以说我跟你说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord Jesus told us the words that He has spoken to us, they are life.
所以大家不要轻看听道理。
So we should not look lightly upon listening to the gospel.
不要说，哎呀，讲来讲去都是那一些。
We should not say, oh, whatever the sermon speaker says.
我从小都
speaks the same sermon over and over.
我来教会我不认真听。
That you don't listen intently.
你不要轻看这个神的道理。
You should not look lightly upon God's truth.
如果你常常聚会，常常很认真的听道理， 你真的会好像神对你吹气一样， 就给你生命。
If you diligently come and listen to the truth, then it is as if God is giving you this breath of life.
最好还要抄笔记， 还要把它重点抄下来记下来。
And even better, you can write notes and write down the main points of each sermon.
你没有听， 来了也没有认真听， 那个生命都进不去。
Because if you do not come, or if you do not come and listen well, then it is like...
平常也不要少看你打开圣经，读圣经，自己读圣经的那五分钟、十分钟，或者一个半个钟。
A word of light cannot enter, and when you read the Bible at home, you should not do it lightly either.
你滑手机很快就15分钟了，30分钟就滑掉了。
When you scroll on your phone, you can easily waste 15 minutes.
但是东西让你停不下来，但是那些东西是浪费生命。
And you might not be able to stop, but scrolling your phone, this is wasting your time.
因为时间就是生命。
Because time is life.
但是如果你把这个时间放在读神的话，听神的话，
But if you invest this time into reading God's words and listening to His words,
神的生命就开始真正的进来你的里面。
Then God's life will truly enter you.
有一个刚受洗的信徒跟我分享。
There was a new believer who shared with me.
他现在的 project， 今年的 project 就是要把圣经读一次。
His project for this year is to read the Bible once over.
每一天回去读。
And every day he goes back and read.
每天要读10页， 但不管几章了， 就10页。
And it doesn't matter how many chapters they read, they want to read 10 pages.
回去就每天读。
And they read 10 pages every day.
有时候懂， 有时候不懂。
And sometimes they understand what the scripture is saying.
但是没有关系， 他就这样读过去。
And sometimes they don't understand, but it's okay. They read 10 pages.
第一次我就先读过。
The first time they read it.
第二次我就开始要理解深一点。
The second time they try and understand the meaning.
他希望第三次的时候，他就可以把圣经的重点，那个重要的道理理解，完全消化。
And they hope that by the third time that they read the passage, then they can completely digest these words and understand it.
那真的，很多弟兄姐妹开始在做这个读经神的话，就生命就开始进去它里面。
And truly, when the brothers and sisters start reading the Bible, then God's life will enter into them.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们看提摩太。 后书3章16节。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太后书3章16节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
1、2、3。 圣经都是神所吹气的， 与教导， 与读者，与归正， 在义中的管教， 乃是有益的。 这是希伯来文直接翻成中文的版本， 跟荷尔本有点不一样。
And this interpretation might be a little bit different.
圣经都是神吹气的， 这个是跟英文是完全吻合的。
And the original translation and the English translation are comparable.
圣经是神吹气的。
All scripture is breathed out by God.
什么意思？
What is the meaning?
神给生命的， 神让它活起来的。
That God has given life.
这个不是， 你看这个字， 字是死的， 但是里面的灵是活的。
When you look at the words, they are just words on a page, they are dead. But what truly gives it life?
真的，
is the Spirit.
你在读的时候，有圣灵在引领你， 你真的是读进去的时候， 好像 3D, 4D， 真的会感动到你的灵魂的， 给你生命。
And when you read it with the guidance of the Spirit, then it is like the words are 3D and you will be truly moved by the contents.
不单止 3D， 而在 4D。
It's not only 3D, maybe even 4D.
这是触动到你的灵魂。
That these words touch.
所以读的会想哭， 哇， 神的救恩那么奇妙。
And when you read it, then you might even want to cry that God's love is so miraculous.
有时候读到你觉得很难过， 因为圣经在骂你。
And sometimes you might read it and be saddened because it's like the words are correcting you.
人这很特别哦， 别人骂你， 你接受不了， 你凭什么骂我， 你凭什么judge我。 有时候我们很难接受别人跟你讲什么。
Men are strange creatures. Sometimes when others scold us, we might not cry.
但是如果你真的是读圣经，有时候圣经会骂你，圣灵会在责备你。
But if we truly read the Bible, then sometimes the Spirit is correcting.
好像把刀一样割你，哇，就你觉得很难受。为什么？原来我那么亏欠神啊。
It is like a knife is cutting into our hearts. That how can we lack be so lacking in front of God.
被 reprove 这边被骂完了，你就归正了，你就本来歪的，你的心是歪的，你的行为也是歪的，这个骂完之后，你就哎，哦，拉回来了，我也不要这样子。
And the scripture is for reproof that you were off, you strayed off the path, but now this has brought you back onto the straight path.
因为我们人呢有固定的思想，你很难用自己的思想来改正自己的思想。
Because for us men today, we have our own perspective, so it is very difficult to change our way of thinking.
你一画一条线，你觉得很直，没有说你的线是比他画的直。
So, for example, if we draw a line, then we cannot say that our line is more straight than another person.
但是你要读圣经啊，神的话，这条绝对的直线，你这个所谓的直，跟这个比起来，也是有差，也要改正自己啊。
But we can read the Bible to know God's standard for what is considered a straight line, and then we can calibrate our line.
不是说
the words in the Bible.
不是说我有 try my best 啊，哦，我觉得我已经尽力了，就是直的了。
We cannot say we are only simply trying our best to straighten our own line.
啊，你的 best 在神的眼中还不够。
In God's eyes, our best is not enough.
要一直努力改正自己。
Because we must continue to change ourselves.
所以你要重新，你变成活的魂，一定要回到。 神的话，让神对你吹气。
So in our hearts, if we want to return to being a living soul, then we must return to God.
因为圣经不单只是生命，它还可以给生命。
Because the Bible is not only life, but it also gives life.
我们看约翰5章39节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 39.
约翰5章39节。
John chapter 5, verse 39.
一二三。
Let us read it.
你们应当查考那些圣经，因为你们以为其中有永远的生命。为我做见证的，就是那些圣经。主耶稣的话宣告了。
The Lord Jesus has warned us.
你们应该查考那些圣经。We
should go look closely at the Bible.
那个 scripture 在上下文来说就是旧约圣经。And
we should search the scriptures, and in this context, it's referring to the Old Testament.
因为那个时候新约还没有写好。
Because in that time, the New Testament was not yet completed.
那后来新约写好了，也包括在 Scripture， 也包括在这个经文里面。And
then after the New Testament was completed, then it was included in the Scripture.
你读它，你要 search， 不单只是读啊，读还不够啊。主要是说要什么？要 search， 就是要转进去，要找啊，要挖。
It's just simply not enough. The Lord Jesus instructs us to search into it, to dig into it.
钻石很值钱，但是它不是在地面上的，它是隐藏在地底下的。
This truth, it's like it's hidden.
Diamond is hidden under the ground.
It's like a diamond that's hidden under the ground.
黄金也是啊，也是在挖的下面挖着才找到的。So
it's gold. You need to dig into the ground to find it.
神的话语很宝贵，但是你表面上哦，这个好无聊啊，这个看了就想睡觉。
God's words is so precious, but when you read it, then you might think it's very boring.
有人说读圣经很好。 有一次，一个信徒跟我说读圣经很好。And
one time, a member told me that reading the Bible is truly precious.
哇，我听了就很感动了。哇，读圣经很好，怎么好？So
I was very moved, and I asked them, why is it good?
啊，传道啊，我每天晚上睡不着，我都会拿圣经来读一下。Pastor,
whenever I cannot sleep at night, then I will read the Bible.
我读两章了，就想睡觉了，就睡觉。哦，马上读完，马上想睡。And
after I read two chapters, then I want to fall asleep right away.
哇，那圣经睡不着，看圣经最好。
So if you cannot fall asleep, then you can read the Bible.
当然啦，你如果真的睡不着，读圣经总比看电视好，因为你看电视、看手机就更睡不着。And
of course, if you truly have this insomnia, it's better to read the Bible than to scroll on your phone.
读到想睡为止也很好。And
then you can read it, and you might want to fall asleep.
但是圣经不是给你催眠的，不是助眠的。But
the purpose of the Bible is not to let you fall asleep.
你要那个头脑清楚的时候，精神最好的时候去search，去挖进去，要抄，要分析，要祷告，到底这个是教我什么？
You should read the Bible when you are alert and awake and can read the words closely to search and to dig into the words.
不是你抄下来，抄，哎，你对自己也有帮助。
And even if you copy the scripture, it is also useful.
所以这个神的话语真的是会让我们的灵。 让我们的魂再次活起来，活起来。So
God's word will allow us our soul to be living once again.
我们看约翰一书1章1节。Let
us turn to 1 John 1:1.
约翰一书1章1节。1 John 1:1. 我们一起1、2、3。Let
us read it together.
论到那起初原有的生命之话，这是我们所听见过、所看见过，用我们的那些眼所注视过、用我们的那些手摸过的。这里约翰他说。 论到起初所有的生命之道，生命之道应该翻成生命之话。
And here it says, John tells us this is concerning the word of life.
神的话语，神的话是有生命的。
God's life is word, God's word.
首先你是听，像你坐在这边就是听。
If you're just like how you're listening today.
但是你可以看得到的。
But you can see these words.
因为你看到生命有一些表现出来。
And you can see the life.
那后来你自己还可以摸过的。
And you can even touch this life.
哇，这里有体验的哦，我这样去做出来、行出来，我也感觉到真的是有生命的。
Because you can experience this life.
哇，这个就是很奇妙啊。
This is very miraculous.
所以灵要活过来，魂要活过来，一定要靠神的话。
So if you want to have a living soul, then you must rely on the words of God.
再来
，next
就是直接要领受圣灵。
You must regain the living soul by the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰二十章二十一节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 21.
二十章二十一节。
Chapter 20, verse 21.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
一二三。耶稣要对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎么差遣了我，我也照样差遣了你们。”二十二节。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”二十三节。你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。这里耶稣要做一个动作，吹气。
The Lord Jesus said here, He did this action. He breathed.
就好像神对着亚当吹气一样。
Just like how God breathed life into Adam.
第二次的创造，属灵的创造。
The second time creation.
第一次创造是肉体的物质的创造。
To receive the Holy Spirit, the first time was to create the
physical being.
Physical being.
第二次的创造是灵里面的创造，更新的。
The second creation was the creation of the Spirit.
重新把这个人的形象，把它变回神的形象。
To take mankind and to turn them back into the likeness of God.
重新给他属灵的生命。
To give them once again the Holy Spirit.
所以他就吹一口气，这样吹一口。
So the Lord Jesus breathed on them.
刚刚我们讲过了，在希腊文也好，希伯来文也好，灵跟气这个字是同一个字，灵跟气。
We discussed previously that in both Greek and Hebrew, breath equates to spirit.
所以耶稣做出这个动作，呼。吹一口气，就是等于说，耶稣说：“你们受圣灵。”
So when the Lord Jesus breathed on them, he gave them the Holy Spirit.
这是预言他们在五旬节那一天将要领受圣灵。
And this is a prefiguration or a prophecy that they will receive the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
有了圣灵就可以赦罪，因为可以帮人在受洗和施洗。
And then when they have this Holy Spirit, then
You can baptize people.
They can baptize people.
受洗了就免罪了。
And after they can baptize people, then their sins will be forgiven.
所以呢，这个圣灵啊，在重新拿到神的生命来说啊，是最关键。
So, this spirit from God
is the key for a new life.
Is a key for new life.
如果一个教会没有圣灵
，If a church has no spirit,
这个教会就没有生命。
Then they have no life.
如果一个教会没有圣灵
，And if a church has no spirit,
帮人家受洗也没有用。罪没有办法赦免掉。
Then it is of no use if they can baptize people because they cannot forgive their sins.
因为有圣灵才会真正的赦罪。
Because only when you have the Spirit, then you can truly forgive the sins.
我们看《使徒行传》二章三十八节。
Let us turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38.
二章三十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 38.
我一起读。
Let us read it together.
一二三，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”那个时候，彼得门徒他们已经领受了圣灵。
So during this time, the disciples already had received the Holy Spirit.
所以可以去罪帮人家施洗，能赦免人的罪。
So they could baptize others.
罪一解决，这个灵就活过来，这个魂就活过来了。
And cleanse some of their sins. So once again, they could have a living soul.
本来这个魂是死的，因为有罪，已经失去神的形象。
Originally, the people had dead souls that they had lost the likeness of God.
但是一洗礼了，这个罪解决了，哇，这个魂就活过来。
But once they received baptism, then their soul was living.
这个太奇妙了，圣经所有的这些关键字的观念全部连在一起了。
This is very miraculous that all these concepts in the Bibles are so closely intertwined with each other.
因为真教会有圣灵，所以完全把这些经节全部串联起来，就是得救的教义。
Because the true church, we have this truth.
把这个 doctrine 啊。
And we can link the doctrine together.
就是让我们得救，我们的魂就活过来了。
That's Salvation is linked to the Spirit.
所以真教会是唯一得救的真教会，因为圣灵在这里。
So this is the true church because the Spirit is here.
但是我们还要讲第三点。
But we will need to discuss the third.
受洗之后，你还是要继续让圣灵做工，在我们里面的魂继续活。
The Spirit will help us live a new life.
因为如果你不靠圣灵。
Because if we do not rely on.
就是你领受的圣灵，但是你不祷告，不顺服圣灵。
But if we do not heed to the Spirit and if we do not pray.
那圣灵就很难帮助你。
And it is very difficult for the Spirit.
但是如果你愿意让圣灵帮助你。
If we want the Spirit to help us.
你会能够重新活过来。
Then we will live a new life.
哦，我们看以西结书三十七章。
Let us turn to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结三十七章第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 9.
以西结三十七章第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 9.
那我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
三，主对我说：“人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说：气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上。”使他们活了。三十七章第十节，于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。在灵里面，异象里面，以西结先知看到整个平原里面全部都是骸骨啊，都是死人的骨头啊，都干掉了。
In Ezekiel's vision, he saw this vision that there was a sea of dry bones.
这个是预表以色列百姓。
And this represents the Israelites.
他们被掳了，整个国家灭亡了。
And their country was destroyed.
但是神告诉以西结。
But God told Ezekiel.
神把他的灵给这些骸骨，他们就活过来了。
God gave this breath of life to these dry bones.
还成为极大的军队。
And these dry bones became a great army.
这个在当时来说是预言，以后以色列要复国，要重新成为一个国家。
This is a prefiguration that Israel will once again rise and become a great nation.
但是这个不是只有讲以色列国。
But this is not talking about the Israelites.
是讲属灵的以色列人。
This is talking about the spiritual Israelites.
就是神的选民。
That is God's chosen people.
这是你跟我。
It's you and I.
本来我们很软弱。
Before we were very weak.
有时候我们软弱到真的好像剩下一副骨头一样。
And we are so weak that sometimes we are like a sap, dry bones.
啊，有时候真的是信仰上有气没力的，或者是根本没有生命力。
And we do not have any vitality in us.
不想聚会。
We do not want to attend service.
不想做圣工。
We do not want to engage in holy work.
甚至有一些呢，已经离开神很远了。
And some of us, we have left God.
已经活在最终了。
And we are very far from God.
但是神没有放弃他们呢。
But God did not give up on them.
神跟先知讲，你要发预言，你要把神的话讲出去。
God told Ezekiel that you must prophesy.
然后，如果神的灵进到他们里面的时候
，And when God's spirit enters into you,
哇，这些被杀的灵啊，你以为他已经死掉吗
？Then these dead souls, do you think they will still be dead?
你以为他已经没救了吗
？Do you think they're past the point of saving?
神会让他重新活过来。
God will breathe new life into them and they will revive.
我们看过这些例子。
We have seen such examples.
离开教会几十年。
Those that have left the church for many years.
他已经过了浪子的生活。
And they have lived on the life of a.
已经都忘记神了，离开神很远了。
And they have left God.
好像被杀掉了。
And they are so far from God, it's like they have been slain already.
但是经过几十年之后。
But after multiple years.
神感动他们。
God had moved them.
有一些事情的发生。
And some events occurred in their lives.
他听到神的声音。
And they heard the voice of God.
自己回来教会。
And they themselves just came back to church. 跪
在那边被圣灵大大充满。
And they knelt down and they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
痛哭流涕。
And they were crying desperately.
重新回到神的身边。
And they had a renewed heart to return to God.
悔改，大发热心。
And they repented. And they were full of zeal.
好像被杀了，但是活过来了。
It is like they were slain, but then they were living again.
成为极大的军队。
And they became like a great army.
这个都不是你跟我可以改变，我们人是改变不了自己。
This is something that you and I cannot change because for mankind it is very difficult to change yourself.
有一些婚姻都好像死掉这样了，被杀掉了。
For example, some marriages, it is like they are dead marriages.
但是如果夫妻能够真正悔改，确实悔改，跪在神的面前。
But if the husband and wife are willing to truly repent and kneel down before God,
反省自己，悔改，求圣灵感动。
And to examine themselves and to repent.
所以也有活过来的例子啊，也有重新和好的例子。
And then they will also be like they revived.
你不要小看神的生命。
We should not look lightly upon God's life.
灵里面好像已经死了，但是如果神的生命进去，他可以活过来。
If someone is dead, but God's life returns to them once again, then they can live again.
但是关键是你要肯让神的生命进来。
But the main point is that you have to be willing to let God return.
你要把旧的我拿走，放下。
You must put down your old self.
我们看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
罗马书第8章11节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
哇，这句话不是指以后的复活，是指现在就复活了。
It is not only talking about the resurrection in the future, but right now.
我们看8章11节。
Let us turn to chapter 8, verse 11.
罗马8章11节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
1:2。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里。 那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。这里是指着圣灵可以让我们重新变成一个活的魂。So
here it tells us that through the Spirit, then we can have a living soul.
这里不是指以后的复活。It
is not speaking about the resurrection.
是现在就复活，现在就改变，生命就改变。It
is the current change in our lives today.
你如果愿意，真的是每天跪在神的面前谦卑，求圣灵感动你，改变你。
If we are willing today to kneel down before God every day, then the Holy Spirit can change us.
顺服圣灵。
If we abide.
就算你还没求到圣灵，但是你每天这样祷告、读圣经，神的灵也会在里面感动你。
If we submit to the Spirit, or if we do not yet have the Holy Spirit, but we diligently read and pray, read the Bible and pray every day.
不要忘记哦，神的话就是灵啊。
Then the Spirit can enter us. Do not forget.
那个神就会马上改变你。
Do not forget that God's words are life.
叫你这个必死的身体又活过来。
And God's Spirit can change us into a living soul.
改变你的行为的意思啊。
To change our behavior.
我们人很软弱，改变不了自己。
It is very difficult because as men, we are very weak to change ourselves.
改变不了自己的行为，改变不了自己的想法，是思想。
It's very difficult to change our behaviors, and it's very difficult to change our perspective.
坏习惯。
Our bad habits.
我们只能靠神。
We can only rely on God.
神就能够帮助我们重新成为活的魂。
Only God can change us into a living soul.
唱诗两。